Well, back in the day, I was working at Blockbuster, and I lived with my friend because I was already kicked out of my parents' house.
First and last name.
Yeah. Your friend. Yeah. So I lived at my buddy, Eric. I won't say the last name, but I lived at his house, and I worked at Blockbuster there, which was only up the road. I didn't have a car at the time, so he used to give me a ride to and fro, and he was a good friend for the period, you know, that I wasn't living at my house. But we were trying to figure out a way to make hash butter. We had never done it before, and back then the internet
was delicious.
It actually is very good. But the internet back then didn't really have like those type of things on it yet. Like, okay. It isn't the internet we know today. So we kind of got some like guidelines from one of his older sisters. And so we tried it out. I think we failed miserably at it. But we ended up just taking a bunch of butter, about 2 sticks of butter, and we threw a bunch of nug in there, and we were cooking it. We cooked it for a while till it reduced down a little bit.
Got to reduce it, Kev.
I know all about this.
Got to reduce it, and then we strained it in a cheesecloth.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it was definitely very potent hash butter. I don't know if that's the traditional way to
now,
make it.
Now, what do you do? You, like, put this, like, shit on your pancakes? Or
oh,
what?
Yeah, you anything, put it on
you,
anything.
Anything you cook with butter, and actually one of my
favorite.
Really?
You can drink it if you want to.
Really?
I think that'd really fuck you up, though.
Put it on your corn.
Oh, yeah, you could put a... There's all kind of dishes now. There's
that'd
mac
be so bizarre, like, not knowing, and you're at dinner, and, like, somebody's just, like, steadily getting stoned. You're like, what is wrong with them?
Well, that's what's crazy about the edibles now.
Yeah, it's happening a lot, Kev.
I bet you just keep eating and eating, huh?
Well, don't eat too much.
The big thing now is they sneak them into the movie theater, so when they're watching a movie, they're eating edibles.
Oh, a little hash butter on your popcorn?
Starts kicking in about halfway through that film, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's a lot of people are doing that. So
yeah, I wonder who.
And by a lot of people, I mean me and my boys.
Just people on the streets, all right?
Don't be painting me in that brush.
All right.
So we made a bunch of hash butter, and at the time, one of my favorite things to cook is holiday sauce for hollandaise. Sorry, I apologize.
Holiday sauce.
Is it?
So I don't know. Is there a leak in here that we get? None of us can speak properly.
You've been hanging out with Jason too long.
And so I made some hollandaise sauce for some eggs benedict.
Oh, I love me that. Mm.
Yep, and I was like,
Yoda, I love me that.
So, which is comprised mainly of butter and a little thing I add in there. I like to throw a little Worcestershire sauce in there. It actually bumps it to that next level,
look
if you will.
You.
Well, so we made a bunch of it, and I mean, we ate it all. I mean, this much butter of stuff, and. It just, you know, I was talking about how I have a little bit of the IBS going on from time to time, so it probably wasn't a good idea because I had work in about 2 hours.
And for people who don't know, IBS is IBS.
IBS, which I
so
want.
So you're stoned with irritable bowels.
That's pretty hot.
Butter wasn't a good choice for this experiment. All
right.
So,
does butter light you up?
If in the quantity that we had it at this time, yes, it absolutely. Same with pizza. If I eat a whole pizza, I'm done. I'll be booming for like 3 days.
I get it. Yeah, it's a whole pizza.
It's very noxious, too. It's terrible.
So you mean you have smelly gas?
It smells really awful, yes.
Thank you, Dennis, for painting such a lovely picture today.
That Jen's a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not single.
So I try to limit my dairy intake as much as possible.
Okay, you're starting to kind of start to turn my stomach, so...
Well, just get ready for it. So,
oh no.
So I've worked in 2 hours, and like my buddy gave me a ride up there, and it hasn't kicked in yet. And I wanted to be make sure I was like definitely stoned for. I mean, working at Blockbuster, you got to be
stoned.
You
don't.
I mean,
nobody was ever sober there.
Yeah.
Never.
That's why they're out of business.
You're right. Potheads brought down Blockbuster.
So I'm working, and our manager on shift, every few days they have to take all the money and take it to the bank in a bank bag. So you get left in the store until the next person comes in. Sometimes we don't have overlapping shifts. It's like if it's a slower day, you only have one person on staff.
Okay.
So I'm at cash register. Manager just took off to take off the money, and I could just feel my stomach start bubbling a little bit.
Uh-oh. Oh, Denny's got poo.
And, of course, there's a massive rush of people, so I got a big line, and I'm starting to get the sweats, I'm starting to sway, I can hear my stomach, I'm trying to talk loud so you can't hear my stomach growling.
If I ask you questions, you're like, oh my gosh, please hurry up.
It was like, making all these noises.
You're going to make a deposit in the night box.
Yeah.
And you're stoned?
Well, so, I'm so frazzled by my stomach intestinal distress that's going on that I can't even think about being stoned.
You can't enjoy your buzz.
I'm sweating, I'm fidgeting, and... It's a mile long line, and so I'm looking at the clock. I'm tapping my foot. I'm like, all right, next shift's not for like another 2 hours. I'm here until then. And I was like, the manager should be back in probably I don't know, 40 minutes. All right, I'm like, good. I'm talking. You know, it's all going on in my head.
Butt buster.
Where is that? Yeah.
Hey, this is all pretty embarrassing stuff here. But finally I get all the people through the line, and I mean, I run to the bathroom like I'm like one of those fast zombies from I Am Legend, like just trucking for it. I get in there and I'm frazzled. I'm trying to get my stuff out. I lock the door. I go to sit down. Well, unfortunately, back then, the Blockbuster shirts, I don't know if you remember them, but they were very long, and I used to tuck them into my underwear just so that, because you have to bend down constantly to pick up boxes on the lower shelves and the upper shelves, so your shirt's constantly untucking. So I'm frazzling with my belt. I get my pants half down, and I go to squat, but I didn't grab my underwear as I'm pulling. I just literally blast it all into my own underwear. It's tucked in. It goes up my back. It was the worst case scenario that could possibly happen.
Did it get on your shirt?
It went up my back. Because my freaking pants have tucked into my pants.
Hey, kids, this is why you don't drink 80 ounces of weed butter before work.
But I'm so relieved. You know, it took me a second for my brain to register this.
You just got rid of it.
Oh, you feel so good for a moment.
For a moment, yeah.
I felt like I just eliminated poison from my body. And, I mean, I realized what's happening, but there's no stopping it. And so
you can't stop shitting into the back of your shirt.
I'm trying.
And your underwear.
Oh, it's horrible. It's all over me. I mean, everything's ruined. My khakis are at my ankles. I'm just blasted to shit all over myself. And
so, which I'm sure it's not good smelling shit. Not that many of it is.
No, you're right.
But it's noxious shit that you just put up the back.
It was one for the ages for sure.
Yeah.
So as the relief comes on, and I'm just like, oh my God, thank you. The sweat is starting to dissipate on my forehead. And I, you know, now I'm like, oh, I have to deal with this. But I can feel the high coming on just because now I can concentrate on it. The all the anxiety of holding everything in has been relieved entirely.
You go out there shirtless and help people?
Well, there is a lot to do in here. And imagine like a stoner trying to clean up a crime scene. Like, so, I mean, I'm starting to get real stoned here. And I'm looking at the aftermath.
Now the bus kicks in.
Yeah. I'm looking at the aftermath of this, and there's like no exit strategy at this point. So
yes, there is. You burned down the Blockbuster.
You're right. It's like covering up like insurance fraud. So I took the shirt off. I mean, my shirt's ruined. I threw it in the trash can.
I wonder if someone found it.
Wait, this is your Blockbuster shirt?
Oh yeah.
Did you have an undershirt?
No. So
I mean, I've heard of people shitting their pants. I've never heard of anyone ever shitting their shirt.
Shit up his back.
You're right. I have never heard someone shitting their shirt.
Only babies shit up their back.
Yeah.
It's actually quite impressive.
Oh, no. So, fortunately, my khakis didn't get, they're at my ankles. So
Thank God
they were khakis.
Carefully, like, taking them off. And so, I mean, shirt, underwear, everything. I used every paper towel in the room to completely clean myself.
About how long have you been in the toilet at this point?
So, I saw there were some people just came in looking around when I fled. And I'm like, God, they got to be at the register by now. There's no one else in the store. So I'm trying to be very hasty, as quick as I can.
As fast as you can go when you're stoned off your ass.
Oh, it's worst case scenario.
Covered in poop.
So I clean up. I throw everything into the trash can, and I kind of knot it. And I put the out-of-service sign up on the door. And I try to go back out there. I'm not wearing underwear or anything. I went into the storage room.
Do you have a shirt?
I went into the storage room right across the hall, and I grabbed a brand new shirt out of the bag. They have bags of shirts.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
You're not the
That's
first
nice.
Person to shit your shirt.
Apparently happens a lot at Blockbuster.
They're all stoked.
So I get back up to the front. I'm ringing out people. There's a little bit of a line, and I'm like, oh, my God, that was terrible. I was like, all right, cool. So right when my manager gets back, I can run back there, and I can throw all this out, and we can pretend this never, ever happened.
Yeah, you're good. All right.
Well, so, I mean, of course, it's like, for some reason, it's like on the days you don't want to be, it's always busy. My manager comes back. I'm like, all right, cool. He's back. I'm going to jump back there. And I hear, like, he saw the sign that says out of service. He's like, huh, it wasn't out of service when I left. What the heck happened here? So he goes in there to investigate, of course.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm up front, and I could see him. We have a little monitor with the cameras, and I could see him. And I'm like, ah.
It's like, somebody shit their shirt again.
Well, so I hear struggling and stuff, and I see him come out. He's
struggling.
He comes out, and he looks, and there's a line, so he's just like, and I was like, oh, no.
You know, the smoking gun, it's got to be you.
Well, there's a million things going through my mind at this point, because I don't know what he's found. I don't know what evidence there is.
Through your stoned mind?
Oh, yes. And so when it finally clears up, I go back there and I look at his khakis. He's got shit all down his one leg. Shit on his leg.
Your shit on his leg?
He went to pull the bag out and it snared and it got all over him. So he's like, who the fuck? Shit everywhere in the bathroom. And I'm such a panic. I'm so stoned that I'm just like, it was this kid. He came in. The mom, she was yelling at him.
He stole my shirt.
It was so, I didn't even tell him I grabbed his shirt out of there.
Right into it.
He didn't see the Blockbuster shirt in the trash?
After you got the shit on him, he set everything down and he called me back, left the sign on the door. So he's like, oh, so he had to go home and change after this. And I'm just like, all right, I think I got away with it. I'm, you know, and he comes back. And of course, they review the footage of the cameras.
Oh.
And so he calls me back in the office and he's like, so what happened? I'm like, this kid, I came up with this great story. He was gone for a while, so I came up with all these details. And he just points to the monitor and it shows me coming out of the bathroom without a shirt on and going right to the supply closet and fucking putting on a new shirt.
I love that he had your shit on his pants.
Oh. He was so mad.
How do you you shit his pants?
Yes. I shit my shirt and his pants.
Another thing you don't hear. You don't hear that ever.
No.
I shit my friend's pants.
That is such a great story.
Hey, how do you keep your job?
He was cool.